Dathomiri Rainforest.
Tribeless Shaw emerged from a screen of bushes like a phantom, no noise heralding her arrival. And Han, seated on the hood of the red speeder, jerked in surprise. Calf sloshed from his cup onto his wrist. The sudden burn caused him to jerk again, more violently this time, and the full contents of his cup dashed across Carrick's armored legs. The big man gave Han an admonishing look and moved around to the far side of the grounded speeder, as if putting it between them for cover. Han shrugged an apology.
Sorry.
He rubbed at his stinging wrist.
Her fault.
Leia moved forward and gave Han an amused smirk before turning to Shaw.
What did you find? Many tracks.
Shaw gestured toward the northwest.
The woman tracking your brother precedes him. Again and again, she cuts across his path, becoming clumsy and obvious when she does so. She always heads northeast. He sometimes follows a little while, and sometimes not. He always returns to his northwest course.
Yuliri, stretched out on a blanket on the broad hood of the cargo speeder, laughed.
She's trying to draw him off, and he's not having any of it.
Shaw nodded.
You are a tracker?
Not like you, but I've done some hunting.
Yuliri rolled onto her side, facing the others.
So what is she trying to draw them toward?
Shaw shook her head.
Away from. Another set of tracks. An entire clan, at least. And many Rancors. Heading toward Red Guild Pass.
Huh?
That was Dion, who had been working diligently at their small campfire, situated on bare, spongy ground between the two landspeeders, warming calf and packaged meals. Wait a second. From one of his vest pockets, he drew a data pad and spent a few moments tapping in commands. Finally, he turned his screen around so the others could see it. On it was displayed a simple, colorful, two-dimensional map. Most of the map was green, with some irregular black dots indicating mountains and bluish lines and blobs indicating bodies of water. He pointed at the lake situated between two mountain peaks. Red Gill Lake, also Red Gill Pass. It's a choke point for the northward passage. The valley beyond has another pass farther north, meaning it's easy for clans to defend. Tarth's face fell.
So there could be a battle coming. One clan fortifies itself up there to fight another one.
Dion nodded. Han made a derisive noise.
And this woman, one of the scouts for a clan about to go to war, deals with two dangerous force-using pursuers by trying to lead them astray? Does she belong to Clan Nice? No, it's something else.
Leia looked up through the trees, their branches meeting more sparsely above this clearing and at the sky beyond. Sunlight slanted in at a steep angle, suggesting the lateness of the hour. We're not going to catch up to them tonight, I take it. Shaw shook her head. She moved to the campfire and sat cross-legged beside it. Dion handed her a cup and poured calf into it from the pot resting on a folding metal grill set up over one low portion of the fire.
Then let's sleep.
His wrist no longer stinging, Han moved over to get his own cup refilled.
We'll start at first light and see how long it takes us to catch up to them. 2-hour watch shifts. Me, then Leia, Dion, Shaw, Tarth. Carrick and Yuliri, you'll pull the last shift together. I want twice as many eyes open and Carrick's weapons ready in the last shift before dawn.
Carrick nodded approval, but Yuliri laughed.
I knew you were famous, but I didn't know you were so bossy.
Corellians are natural leaders, sister. You should know that.
Leia rolled her eyes, but her smile took the sting out of it.